Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacina with this morning's top local stories. A controversial Macomb County judge who retired this summer after she was charged with a hit and run. The judge has died. WWJ's Charlie Langton has the story.
Well, Roberta, this is sad news for people in Macomb County and in this area. Former Judge Catherine Steenland from Roseville was found dead in her home Thursday night. Now, we're told that she took her own life. She had submitted a letter of resignation effective July 19th of this year. It surprised some because she had just won a six-year term back in 2016. The judge was first elected in 2002. Now, Judge Steenland was placed on a one-year probation in November of 2017 after a hit-and-run car crash in Roseville after pleading no contest to leaving the scene of an accident. Alcohol may have played a role in that issue. Judge Steenland, 52 years old.
What is going on in Madison Heights, 11 Mile and DeQuinder area? A building there was being swarmed by police last night. Local police, county deputies, the FBI, Homeland Security. It's being called a drug and fraud investigation. No official word yet on the details of the investigation or if there have been any arrests made. The cleanup continues from storm damage throughout Michigan and the tens of thousands of power outages that happened. WWJ's Beth Fisher has the update.
Roberta, with more storms heading into West Michigan this morning and expected to roll east, DTE Energy has whittled down power outages to mainly scattered outages, except for about 1,500 in the Chelsea area. Consumers Energy is still working to restore about 5,300 customers. Despite a lot of damage in Kent and Ionia counties in West Michigan, including a few roofs being torn off an apartment building and some homes, the National Weather Service determined that the damage was caused from high winds, not a tornado. It says winds hit 100 miles per hour in northeast Grand Rapids, and there were brief swirls, but little evidence of lofted debris. Some roads were impassable because of downed trees and power lines.
A protest this morning in Detroit over a vapor leak yesterday at the Marathon Refinery. Here's WWJ's Sandra McNeil with the story.
That leak happened about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The all-clear was given about 2 hours later at the Marathon Refinery. Officials said they monitored the air and there was no danger to the public, but two contract workers were sent to the hospital and their conditions have not been released. Well, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib printing a protest this morning. She tweeted out, quote, maybe if there was a gas leak where Marathon executives live, they'd actually care about stopping them. She says residents will be demanding accountability.
General Motors preparing for the possibility of a lengthy strike. The automaker stocking up on vehicles as a contract deadline approaches on Saturday night. Cox Automotive reporting that GM has a 77-day supply of inventory at its dealerships and has built up a nearly three-month supply of its most popular trucks ahead of the deadline. The UAW chose GM as its target company in negotiations this year. The Lions getting ready to take on the Chargers this Sunday in downtown Detroit. Here's WWJ's Tony Ortiz with a preview.
Roberta, I think it's going to be a tough game for the Lions because the Chargers are a pretty good team, even though right now they are definitely banged up. This, of course, the home opener for Detroit, and veteran safety Quandre Diggs admits he'll definitely get a jolt from playing in front of what should be a sellout crowd at Ford Field.
It's always dope. It's always dope coming home, being able to see the crowd, seeing how energized everybody's going to be, you know, for the home opener. So, you know, we got to come out, have fun, show some energy, get the crowd into it, and, you know, just keep that energy for 60 minutes, and, you know, we feed off that.
Sunday's contest, a pretty important one for the Lions. They're looking to avoid starting the season 0-2 for the third time in the last 5 years.
A multi-million-dollar heart center about to open at Beaumont Royal Oak. Here's our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
The 14,000-square-foot Max and Deborah Ernst Heart Center will provide patients cardiac care in one location. This is especially important for patients with heart failure, who often have to see various healthcare experts on a regular basis. Dr. Mark Sakwa is chief of cardiovascular surgery.
A place where these patients can feel like this is their home. This is where they come when they have congestive heart failure and other debilitating cardiac problems.
Other areas in the new center include an atrial fibrillation clinic, a cardiology genetic counseling clinic, as well as screening programs and non-invasive heart testing. The center will open at the end of the month.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.